Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
And so many people, when you go out, they have to put up their stories.
Take a direct shot to Courtney.
Taking 10 minutes to do the story and the caption.
That's right. Food eats first.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You'd like to be greeted at all of the road shows with a caw-caw.
Like if you're walking down the street and somebody hits you with a caw-caw, it's like guys on motorcycles when they drive by each other, they put their hands out.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I want to ask Courtney a question. Does she think Bill Belichick is sexy?
You know what? Yeah.
Oh.
Jason,
the cap is real.
Thank you for asking.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Okay, well, let me tell you something, young man.
Thank you for not listening, old man. I want you to tune your...
Stop
with
the old man.
Well, he called me young man, so he gets it back. Tune your hearing aids and listen.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Some of my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What up? What it do?
Wiggy, should I say good morning or should I say
caw-caw?
Caw-caw!
It's always a good time for
okay.
Caw-caw.
All right.
That's like our call. Call in the wild.
Yes.
Should
yes.
we add that to some type of graphic for roadshow merch? Jeez.
No.
I don't
a t-shirt.
Know.
No.
A t-shirt would be pretty dope.
Don't encourage him.
My boy will make them for us, my boy Marlin at Boston Sports Company.
That is true.
And then we can sell them on our website. Oh, I forgot. We don't sell nothing on the website. Another idea that I've been trying to push for the ages.
Another light bulb that went off in your head, and everybody ignored you around here.
Yeah.
We heard all about it yesterday.
Yeah, like six, 7 years ago. Yeah.
You need Greg to say it.
Yeah, that's what I need. I told you, if you don't wear the crown, you ain't got the power. Mm-hmm. You know?
Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Curtis wears the weather crown on this show.
That he does.
And sure do. It is, I mean, 34 when I woke up this morning, which is killing me on the old man walks. I could old man walk my way on the treadmill, but it's not the same. Like, it's just, I don't get to say, I like being out of doors, and it's like February, because, not like April, Curtis.
Because the treadmill reflects an accurate depiction of what you just did.
It is kind of true, though. You do have a very nice gym in your building. I didn't think of that when I felt bad for you about the old man walks.
No, I like getting out, experiencing the out of doors, but not when it's in the 30s and when it's April 10th. So,
welcome to Mass.
Unlike the Boston Red Sox manager, I will not use the weather as an excuse when
it's
comes
cold
to my old
baseball.
Man walks. It is cool. It's very
affects
cold.
One team.
I was glued to that game last night, Curtis.
Not the team from Toronto somehow. It's so like I was so pissed. You get out of the top of the 10th after having a chance in the 9th, after another chance in the 8th, and you have the great new system with a runner in scoring position. Casas does his job.
Yep.
Gets Bregman to third, and you just can't do anything.
Nope.
And then you're only down a run with a tying run on second, nobody out in the bottom of the 11th, and you can't even score.
And it's not like they are destroying you with fancy pitches. It's all fastballs that you can't hit. Like they,
Andrew Bailey hates fastballs, as we learned in the documentary, The Clubhouse.
I believe that this team currently leads the major league when it comes to strikeouts. I think they have 126, and they are under 500, sitting at 6-7 so far. So it's a long season.
Yeah, very long.
It is kind of a odd series of comments from the manager of the team, because when they swept the Cardinals, it was, we're taking ownership of Fenway. We want to be dominant at home. And then 3 days later, he goes, it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he also said, we complain about the weather in April, but we don't complain about it in October. So you've made a point where it's like, even when it's cold, we should.
I mean, it is so stupid that you're playing a dome team at home in Boston on April 8th.
True.
Correct.
Instead of in Toronto at a dome. But that's neither here nor there.
But, I mean, the weather is the same for
both teams.
For
both teams got to play in it.
I mean, let's be honest.
Both teams got to play in it.
The weather is not an excuse. But,
nope. It's early. It's early. I mean, you're right in the mix of things. Your pitching looks good. I think that's the biggest thing that people were concerned about, obviously, for the past several years. Your pitching looks good.
Okay, but
I think your hitting will come around.
Again, I understand it's early.
Yeah.
But identifying trends, you had the same exact problem when it came to strikeouts last season that you appear to have so far this season.
Right, but you were a good hitting team last season.
Yes, Wiggy, but you've got to make contact with the baseball.
Yeah, but in the new world of baseball, Greg, it's swing for the fences, hit a home run, or strike out. I mean, that's the new world of baseball. I mean,
I don't have to accept that.
You know, I mean, of course you don't, but it's like the same way you don't have to accept the three-pointers.
I was told over and over and over again in Assabet Valley Little League that a walk is as good as a hit. Am I right about that, Curtis? Walk is as good as a
Amen.
Hit.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what you want to have? Ducks on the pond.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That was 40 years ago when Tony Gwynn, it was about, you know, putting the ball in play.
Well before Tony Gwynn.
It was not quite 40 years ago. It was more than that, unfortunately. I mean, I was Little League for me. I was 8, 9 years old. And so that was
50 years ago.
It was 50 years ago. My Lord.
40
years
ago.
Where did the time go, Curtis? Where did it go?
40 years ago, you were being stood up by Elizabeth Philbrick, or whatever her name was.
No, Melissa Philbrick.
Okay.
She didn't stand you up.
I had to...
She just stayed at the after party.
It was worse.
Yeah.
She stayed at the after party and did Lord knows what with the dudes who were at the after party while I was home on curfew. Like, let's be honest.
Well, maybe it wasn't a good date leading up to it.
Okay. I mean, it's probably my fault. I got a corsage. Yeah. I mean, I had a white tux.
Was it your fault? Like,
did you guys grind on the dance floor?
We did some grinding. Yeah. I'm sure we did.
Wasn't Greg's fault?
Did you have grinders?
Well, it could have been. What if Greg wasn't
his parents.
That? What if Greg wasn't a great date throughout
Doesn't
the
matter.
Prom?
It's his parents. His parents wouldn't let him stay home past the out past 11. Yeah, so she's out past 11. Guess what? There's going to be plenty of dudes, you know, coming after Greg's home, playing with, I don't know, his G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
I mean, probably in upon reflection, it's my fault for inviting a floozy with no curfew to the prom.
that's where you went wrong.
Also, Shime, speaking of grinding on the dance floor, out of anybody here, would appreciate what the prom song was. For Neshoba Regional High School class of 1985.
Ooh, what was that?
It's arguably your favorite classic rock artist.
Okay, which one?
Who's your favorite classic rock artist? You declare it all the time on this radio show.
Bob Seger?
Yes.
Oh, was it Night Moves?
No, it was not Night Moves. It's got to be. It had to be a ballad, a slow banger.
That's true. Against the Wind?
No, it was Against the Wind.
Turn the Page?
Turn the Page? No! We've Got Tonight.
Oh.
Who Needs Tomorrow?
We've Got Tonight.
One of the all-time great slow dance songs is We've Got Tonight.
And did you two dance together for that song?
Yes, I think we did. I think she granted me a dance, I think. I would imagine.
It's getting worse.
Then his boys, they swarmed her. Where's Greg? Oh, he had to be home for his curfew at 11.
I know.
Hey, why don't you have some of this peppermint schnapps?
All right, anyway, back to sports. That's what we're here for, Curtis. Not talking about proms and such.
Are we really?
Yes, we are. Celtics lost last night, but they didn't play their starters. Oh, so no. we are limping into the playoffs.
It was a G League team.
And they got into Orlando at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's a G League team.
So no concern there.
Nah, I saw five white guys starting. I think they did the opposite of Red Auerbach.
All right. If you would like to be on today, you got to call 617-779-7937. That's the same number that you can text the show on, and you can send a text at any point this morning. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes or so, around 6:25. They said it coming up now officially every morning at 7:20, and we will certainly go over what Mike Vrabel said yesterday about expectations for his team during, Shime, cover your ears, meetings, during meetings, okay? So please.
Interesting to hear this.
You may want to stay out of this discussion when we get to They Said It a little bit later. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and a Georgia guy is pissed because he alleges that the 911 dispatcher pulled a Shime during his emergency phone call, and he wants punishment. So we'll get to that during the news. We have Bruins tickets to give away. Hold the excitement if you could. When do you want to do those, Shime? Early or late?
Let's do them early. We generally give those away pretty late.
Okay. Super early, like 6:45 early or 7 early? Like what?
Yeah, I think like 7 is good.
Okay. All right. 7 o'clock. We have Bruins tickets to give away for you. And we will talk with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, during the front office report at 9 this morning.
I saw an interesting nugget, not really lead worthy, but you know how we all got the news that Belichick's book was coming out?
Yes.
So Ben Volen, so take it for what it's worth, read the book, allegedly. It's 289 pages. There is one person or people that are not mentioned once.
I would guess their last name starts with K?
Yep.
Really?
Not a single word of Robert Kraft.
Really?
The entire book.
It's not surprising.
I am totally on Bill's side on that one. That is phenomenal.
Did you catch any of the Bill mic'd up at practice stuff yesterday?
I did not.
Okay.
But it looks like they've had... We got to get Ninko on at some point to get the behind-the-scenes deets of UNC.
Oh, yeah. We
definitely.
Maybe we'll try to do that for tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
He was down there. David Andrews was down there. Mm-hmm. So
Bill's got a lot. I saw Drake May down there.
Yeah, I want to know if that photo of Ninko in between Steve and Bill, if they were like pinching each other behind his back, like kicking each other, you know?
I mean, Bill has to be a proud boyfriend because the news broke yesterday that Jordan, his lovely girlfriend, will be competing for Miss Maine.
Right.
Poise. Great Seinfeld episode.
I didn't know that she was born in my adopted home continent of Maine, but
do you have to be born there? Do you just live there to run for Miss Maine?
That's a great question.
You can just live there.
Can just live there.
Okay. Yeah, she's done it before.
It's so like running for Senate in New York.
So it's like, what did you say, Curtis?
It's like running for Senate in New York.
Geez, you beat me to it. It's like Hillary Clinton.
So 6 months residency.
So what's but the bigger question might be whether Bill is a pageant dad or not.
We'll find out.
I saw that, Greg. You sent the story. I was wondering if she could be our, what was it, like the local celebrity when we do Old Orchard?
Oh, yeah. I'll reach out for that.
We should get her to the Brunswick.
It's her hometown that she's competing for, so it's not just she like lived there for a little bit. Hancock.
Shout out. What is it?
Hancock.
Hancock, Maine.
Okay.
So she's running Miss Hancock USA.
She is. So Bill's girlfriend, should she win, will be known around campus as Miss Hancock.
Definitely his Hancock.
Excellent. Okay. All right.
Yeah. But she's always been a pageant girl. So
when she shows up with her her meal cart, they'll say, hello, Miss Hancock.
Yeah.
All right.
Gorgeous photos.
I wonder if Bill is like there at home at Bill's place. And she has like the encyclopedias on her head, and she's trying to walk in a straight line. And
definitely.
Bill is coaching her.
Bill's question: how do you eliminate world hunger, Miss Maine?
Shime is working on it, but we have some audio of Bill's girlfriend answering a pageant question.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Oh.
South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as.
Great answer. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, fellas. You know, Shime, if he's there, I want to tell Shime to listen to that old man. Shime, let me tell you something, buddy. I've been listening to sports radio for over 30 years, buddy. When you first started coming on this show, I said to myself, this kid's got something. And you do. You're gonna be the next Greg Hill. We need more of you. We need more of you and less of Wiggy, because I don't know what Wiggy thinks of the show.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you gassing me up on a Thursday morning.
There you go, Shime.
You got it, pal. You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
There you go, Shime.
Good morning to you, Joe.
Good
morning, gentlemen.
I fear that Shime is about to become the Joe Milton of this place. Demanding.
You mean a guy with no talent that everybody thinks is great?
demanding that he be given a starting role.
I would never demand anything.
Unable to read the room about his own talents.
I'm simply happy to be here.
Okay, well, we're happy that you are here. And, reminder that you can always leave a voice note for us on any topic, and we will play them back at 9:20, the best of them. So you can do that on the Odyssey app. You'll see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the app, and leave a Hill note, and we'll play the best ones back at 9:20 this morning. To get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The tractor trailer has been sturrowed this morning. So just a warning for anybody that's part of your commute. It's at the BU Bridge.
Oh, damn.
I mean, how many times before we make some sort of, I guess, I don't know,
Are there changes that we can make? We've discussed this.
I thought they
were. Done everything that they possibly could, unless they wanted to raise all of the bridges, which that's not going to happen. I mean, there's signs everywhere, blinking signs as you get closer and closer.
I thought they were supposed to be doing something, adding new signs all over the place. Wasn't that in the news before?
Yeah, I mean, they have run public service announcements, but I don't know. These people have to be from out of town.
Have to,
correct?
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
It's probably the GPS.
But how come, you know, like, why can't we do what we did with golf carts? Like, you put a certain...
Oh, it stops working when you get close to a bridge?
Right.
Yeah. GPS.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know if you could
that
do
could
that.
That could cause more damage, though, don't you think? Like, if a car just stopped working.
Forced to back up on Sturo Drive?
It's not a car. It would just be
It'd be trucks.
No, okay. No, I know. But then other cars will hit it. I don't know.
But you'd have to have trucks from out of state that have that ability.
Right here?
Yeah, clearly, his GPS put him in a wrong direction and... Doesn't, because I don't know if GPS has like the heights on bridges.
It should.
But I mean, you've used the GPS before.
Yeah, but I've never driven a truck.
Right, but you've used the GPS. Yeah. Some things are all over the place.
Yeah.
I think we've had people that drive trucks call in and say there are specific GPS for trucks based on the height of the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's a big boy 18-wheeler.
Yeah, so just be careful if that's part of your morning commute. The Celtics were without their top six of their rotation, falling to the Magic 96-76. Peyton Pritchard led with a double-double, 15 points and 10 assists. Luka made his return to Dallas for the first time since the trade to L.A. last night, dropped 45 in the Lakers 112-97 win.
He was crying.
He was brought to tears. Yep. Mitch has some video for you, which you can roll on Twitch and on YouTube, but nice tribute. They ran the tribute. The poor guy.
Yeah.
He's just driven to tears by his return to Dallas.
Yeah, I think he just built a house in Dallas, too. That's probably why.
And Connecticut.
Really sad.
Yeah.
And by the way, Greg, I'm not usually anti-LeBron on everything, but it was so predictable that the biggest LeBron body hump of Luka came last night when all the cameras were on Luka's return to Dallas. It was this, like, 10-second embrace. It was like, okay, dude. Like, I don't know why you're hugging him so much right now, but okay.
The Red Sox drop another to the Blue Jays, 2-1 the final in 11 innings at Fenway. Last one with Toronto tonight. 4-10 start with Walker Buehler getting the start opposing Chris Bassitt. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Dan Ball at 3:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins have Chicago in town tonight. Puck drop is at 7, and we have the Frozen Four tonight as well. Denver taking on Western Michigan at 5, and Penn State has BU at 8:30. You can listen to both of those games on 8:50 a.m., and the Masters kicks off this morning. Mm. Things start with the first group teeing off at 7:45. Tee times of note, 9:45 for Colin Morikawa. Scotty Scheffler tees off at 10:15. Rory McIlroy at 1:12, and Jon Rahm is at 1:34.
Greg, I'm so excited.
Same.
It's such a fantastic time of year.
Will you watch the entire time that it's on?
Yes.
You too, Shime?
When I'm not working, yeah.
I will argue that Saturday morning, having the opportunity to get up early and plant your large derriere on the couch.
Tell it to
him. And watch Augusta action all day long, maybe one of the better days of the year.
Oh. I am sorry. I think that this, like... When people are beginning a football season doing fantasy football, I think it is people turn on the Masters to say they have the Masters on the entire time until Sunday.
How dare you?
You guys,
you have never said something so wrong.
No. Curtis, Santo has it on.
And
Santo's a big golf fan, loves golf, has it on the entire time. And then I will be sitting there. It's like, you know, Friday afternoon. Right. We're getting ready for dinner. Saturday all day, and he's napping half the time. It's like, all right, and then I'll turn the channel. Mm. He wakes up, whoa, whoa,
right.
What are you doing? You only have it on so you could text all your friends. Oh my God, did you see what Scotty Scheffler just did on hole 8?
Be a diehard to like watch it.
No, and not many of
can
these
you
people
give
are.
Santo this weekend,
huh?
Please.
Yeah,
like The guy is an amazing guy. He doesn't complain.
I'm just saying he's napping half the time.
So let him nap.
I will, but but if he's napping, I should be able to watch something else.
You guys don't have two TVs in your
crib? We do, but I like to be close to him.
Coexistence.
So are you claiming that there are masters hardos?
Yes, of course.
Who don't watch the whole entire weekend, but claim they do?
Yes, or they just have it on as background noise, and then their friends will text and they're like, "Yeah, that was crazy." The group messages. It's just this weekend is a weekend of a lot of broness.
And I have a question. How is that different than those shows with Cohen about the fake reality shows where they get back together again and then and Sarah and Rachel are all texting?
Hey, leave my Housewives alone.
Yeah, thank you,
Wiggy. I plop my butt on the couch and watch Housewives all day long. I won't watch golf, but I'll watch Housewives.
And that's 1 hour a week,
Curtis. Right, and this is 4 days out of 365.
But we just came off March Madness. It's like... And listen, I enjoy the sports hardos. It's just gets a bit much.
I understand. Interesting perspective.
Yeah. Right.
There may be women who listen to the show who agree with you.
I hope Lindsay sends me a photo of the Masters on your TV and you napping on the couch this weekend. Because I guarantee that will happen.
And Greg, by the way, don't mistakenly order coffee to the station over the weekend. Because Ken will have a field day with that.
I know. I mean, you know what happened is the one time I ordered the steak and cheese sub here.
Right.
What did you say?
Extra butter.
And so on Saturday, I got up. I ordered coffee for us, as I always do, from Blank Street. And I didn't check the address. It came here Saturday morning. I mean, I understand I'm old, but I think it's probably a common mistake that is made by people if you don't check the address on the delivery app.
And it wasn't an embarrassing order. If it was like 3 a.m., pizza, we could have made fun of you. But
it was coffee on Saturday morning, but Ken was trying to flex all over me.
You got to make sure that your main address is your default address,
I know.
It seems like.
It's hard. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. And I was nervous about my master's take for the entire weekend. I'm looking at Twitch. A lot of people say it's a perfect napping channel, the golf channel. So a lot of people, I think, agree.
The ambient noise with that.
I definitely agree. I enjoy napping. You want to get a good nap and turn on the Masters.
Wake up to birds chirping.
And Courtney always says, I go to the Twitch chat to see what's real.
Shime is going to be insufferable the next 2 days.
What do
Here's
you mean?
Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney, and good morning, Santo. It is currently 30 degrees in Boston. Feels like 28. Going to be cold again today. And Greg, just so you know, perfect weekend to do nothing and watch the Masters. Going to get about 2 inches of rain Saturday and Sunday.
Good. Also, anybody note what Shime is wearing today on day one of the Masters?
Yeah, you guys mentioned it yesterday.
What's he wearing?
It's a great idea.
PGA quarter zip.
Yeah, the quarter zip I got at Oak Hill when I drove there for the tournament.
Big golfer.
No, I love the sport,
loves
Greg.
Loves golf.
Love the sport.
All right. We are going to get to our leads coming up next.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, for some, the world stops at 7:25 this morning when Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player and Tom Watson begin the Masters, although Courtney has a problem with that if you're going to be watching Masters action all weekend long. you have started an absolute S show when it comes to those who listen to this program. I got a
I'm with Courtney, though.
What?
I don't even watch golf, but it seems like everybody turns into like this hot old golf fan around Masters.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the golf events throughout the years?
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Wiggy. And it's people like I like golf. Am I great at it? No. Am I going to watch 4 days of it? No. I'll love on Sunday. I'll cry with whoever wins and the family hug and everything like that. But the lead up just doesn't make sense to me. And Wiggy's so right. Where were you all the other tournaments? And it's people that have never talked about golf before one day in their life who are like, Masters weekend.
7-8 Such an odd thing. Like, do you watch every award show, Courtney?
Yes, I'm actually a big award show.
Okay,
not to mention,
you watch
to mention
the daytime Emmys and the Tonys.
Yeah, but Courtney doesn't come off as a award show hotdog.
I'm saying there's people that watch the Oscars, not anymore, but that would watch the Oscars. And they wouldn't watch the Golden Globes or whatever else.
Yeah, but they
else.
Don't come off as hottos. This is like, yo, I'm a diehard football
and
fan.
And Curtis, you can't.
They're a diehard.
But you can't equate the two because we're talking about an award show that lasts 2 hours. I'm talking about 4 days where that is the only thing on your TV or on your computer screen
it's the red
or on your
carpet.
Phone.
It's the whole thing. But yes, I will say this. Will there be some people that exaggerate it? To get some time without having to take care of the kids, I'm sure. But it is
Curtis. Don't reveal that. Don't reveal that great long-standing secret of men. Like that's what it is.
Well, right. That's the best part of this weekend for me. I don't have to hide it. Lauren is away for the entire weekend at like a hockey tournament, and so it's just me and the dog all weekend. Nothing but Masters.
What do you mean the hockey? Like she's attending a hockey?
Yeah, she's playing in women's nationals.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, really?
Yeah. Down in Tampa. Oh.
So Lauren's a badass.
She's like a women's adult league player, like beer league player, like myself.
Yeah.
She's a well-known goon in the league. is she not a fighter? She's a skill player.
She's a scorer.
Well, she'll body you. Don't worry. She'll bring the boom.
Yeah, we know. That's why you're dating her. You have a different the term body you means something different for you two, but
like Greg, I'd like to keep things in my private life private. Thank you.
Is she a defense woman or a forward or a center?
Defense woman.
Be honest, Shime. Okay.
Okay.
In your room of pain, do you ever ask her to give you a 5-minute major?
Maybe once or twice, Curtis.
Here's a 781 text on the Subaru of New England text line. It reads like this. Why do women hate when guys can relax and enjoy watching something? It is bizarre. And that sums it up in a nutshell. You don't want to give Santo the time, the 4 days, today through Sunday, to enjoy himself. Because you have something better lined up for him. You have something better for him to do. You want him to be paying attention to you.
Yeah.
And not focusing on a sporting event.
No,
that's
listen.
What it is.
If I'm being 100% honest, Santo was invited to go to the Masters this weekend, and I told him he should go.
Uh-huh.
And logistics, there's a lot going on this week that he was like, it just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling him, please go. Like that would be amazing for you. But I just think if you are going to take a little snooze, we don't need to have the Masters on while you're snoozing.
This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Is there a Mother Teresa Award? I'd like to nominate Santo Dettori for it.
he deserves it.
He does. The guy takes so much, and you know he seems like a nice guy. But honestly, I know some people don't get it. I have plenty of friends that don't get it with golf, and I don't watch every single event. But the Masters is like the Super Bowl. And I can literally remember, Shime, I'm sure you and Greg both remember, when Bubba Watson in the playoff hit that ball around the corner from the woods and put it, like 13 feet from the hole?
Yep.
I jumped out of my chair screaming like it was the damn Super Bowl. I mean, it gets exciting if you're into it. If you're not into it, I mean, some people are into bowling and curling and all kinds of things. I just find myself into golf.
You're probably too young. I know Shime is, but when Payne Stewart finally won a Masters, my Lord.
I heard it a million times when they talked about Payne Stewart with Bryson DeChambeau, the comparisons. So.
Yeah, the winning is great. That moment is unbelievable.
One of the great moments of my sports watching life was junior year in college when Tiger was going against the Italian guy. I don't know his last name, but he's an American. I don't know what his name
is. Viziati.
No, close. Paul Mediteri.
Jazz Palmentan. Yes.
and DeMarco. And he chipped
Jazz Palmentan. Go ahead. Is that the green jacket game?
Wiggy.
Courtney, I'm with you with Masters Hottos.
I'm with Courtney on this. I mean, yeah. Sorry, you're jumping on with Courtney.
Yeah, I am with her. You don't watch golf all year, but then all of a sudden you watch. Now you're like the super golf hotter.
But what about people
hotter,
like me who watch golf all year and then also really love the Masters?
Yeah, you're a golf goofball hotter.
Yeah,
it's like, you know what? Philadelphia dominating the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, how many Eagles games you watch this year? What's that quarterback's name? Oh, Philly's going to do that. That's Saquon Barkley.
6-1. Here's a 617 text. It says, is the person on this show who has been obsessed with the Kardashians, the royal family, Meghan Markle, and Taylor Swift really complaining about guys watching golf for 4 days?
Yeah, because I can do that in the privacy of my phone and it not impact everybody around. And I'm not a big Kardashians person. I don't know.
So this weekend, watch stuff on your phone while your husband naps and the Masters is on TV.
I'd rather binge the Kardashians than watch the Masters, Courtney. I'm with you on that one.
All right.
Way more drama.
We have got to take a quick break, but 7:25, the Olds will tee off, stripe it right down the middle, about 185 yards, Shime, and get the Masters underway.
Wiggy's going to be watching Naked and Afraid this weekend, mocking men for watching the Masters.
I mean, I'm not really a big Naked and Afraid, but I was
going to. Oh, it's the one reality show you don't watch.
I was going to ask, the Jack Nicholas guy?
Yeah.
Is he playing? I thought he was really old. So you could be
not playing. He's just doing the honorary every year.
Uh-huh. They basically take the oldest guys that are left in golf.
Okay.
And they allow them to begin the tournament with a ceremonial first drive.
Oh, so it's like a first pitch type deal for golf.
Yes.
They bring out the old head.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And so
because when you guys were talking about, I was like, he's playing.
No. I mean, the old guys are the best golfers. I mean,
but don't they play on a senior tour?
They could.
Do they have a seniors Masters?
You are allowed to come as a Masters champion. You are allowed to come back and play every single year until you. Till you reach the 19th hole, as one would say.
Beautifully said.
The 19th hole in life. Isn't that beautiful? All right. I promise we will get to our leads. What is foremost on our mind this morning? Coming up next. Probably the same thing that Jim Nance is listening to right now, Sean.
As he's taking his walk around Amen Corner, really taking in the world.
Great, Charles. Great one. Great lead this morning. Leads brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love Spring event is here at Subaru of New England. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. And find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. We have Bruins tickets to give away for tonight, and we'll give them away in 10 minutes. So stand by for that as the Bruins are wheelchaired into the end of the season. Shime, good morning and hello.
Morning, Greg.
By the way, I'm being called the thing that Courtney hates most, a golf hardo. Payne Stewart dramatically won the U.S. Open, never won, unfortunately, in his career, a Masters. I stand corrected on that memory this morning. Your lead today?
Yeah, good morning. I have a new favorite Red Sox player. No, it's not because I've been just enthralled by the documentary like Courtney, and I'm now in love with Tristan Cassis. Nope, and instead, it's a guy this show is very familiar with, and I'm actually kind of mad at you guys for this, for not informing me about this, but Lucas Giolito, pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, has a tattoo of Cubone, who is a Pokemon.
I actually did notice this when we were at spring
and
training.
And nobody freaking told me, and I'm mad, but luckily for me, the Play Tessie guys sat down with Lucas Giolito, asked him about the tattoo, and for all of you who think Pokemon fans are just fat guys who live in their mom's basement, I would listen to Lucas Giolito.
So Cubone's definitely my favorite Pokemon. I was a massive Pokemon fan growing up. It was like my favorite show, the anime, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. All I wanted to do was watch the VHS tapes on repeat. And then I got into playing the games, and I put a lot of hours into a bunch of the different generations of the games, but the only shiny I ever caught was a Cubone. So I thought I would commemorate that with a tattoo on my left arm. It's funny when I watch like a YouTube YouTube video about Pokemon now, and I see like how much strategy is involved, especially in competitive play. I'm like, wow, I never played like that at all. Yeah. It's like any time I caught a Pokemon and it had like a status effect move, I was like, this is garbage. Let me like throw an HM on there, or something like that. So
yeah. This is so in the weeds. People are gonna love this.
They're gonna have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
Shime does.
I am all in. I would like to suggest content ideas for the Red Sox if they want them. I would be happy to like me and Giolito play Pokemon together, or like we go to a Pokemon card show and we'll walk around because he has way more money to spend than I do.
Well, I can probably get him on the show to do Dueling Savants if you want.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. I love that Cubone was his first shiny he ever caught, the only shiny he ever caught. That's awesome. This guy is maybe my new favorite athlete, period.
Think he's big into collecting them too, like because, you know, he's got that type of money. Is he think he's looking for
the expensive
ones? Always good to have a hobby.
Wow, he was deep in the weed. Yeah. Shine was HM and everything.
Deep, he knows.
He's deep into the Pokemon nerd. I love it.
All right.
Well, he got a start last night in Worcester, so he's making his way back. I guess. Right. Hillman Jinx be damned. All right, Shime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So Tyreek Hill back in the news. I don't know if you guys saw the story yesterday, but he and his wife are working on a divorce, I guess. That's reporting yesterday. They had been in couples therapy, and his mother-in-law was living in their home. She called 911 when Tyreek Hill was told by his wife that he was not an engaged father. He grabbed the baby from her chest, threw a laptop on the ground. Police came. They saw bruising on his wife's chest. His wife said that that may have just been because of him grabbing their child. He brought the child to the deck of the home. The mother-in-law was terrified and called police. And I'm going through Tyreek Hill's life here. And there are so many where we can always say he said, she said. Almost every one of these allegations ends in a settlement where he pays the person accusing him of poor behavior. I didn't even know about, you know, this dock event in Miami?
Yeah.
Where he was fishing for tarpon, and one of his buddies went on a boat that was somebody else's boat and didn't pay to get on it. I guess it was like a party boat or something. And he assaulted the guy who was the captain of the boat, and then he ended up paying him. You know, to go back to college,
he paid for his buddy.
Paid him off in the end in a settlement so there would be no charges filed. I mean, we go back to the one that is the worst of them all, where he's recorded by a woman talking about his child should be terrified of him, a three-year-old. Like, I don't know. Like, this guy is just, I know we talk about him coming here and all this.
Yeah.
But just, this is not a one-off. There are several instances where you're grabbing just completely and totally helpless children, innocent children, and potentially breaking one's arm, grabbing one and bring it to the patio. This guy is a bad dude.
It's disgusting.
And I just think there are certain things where, you know, talent's great, but the Chiefs certainly didn't miss him. They won a couple titles after he left, and just a bad, bad.
She finally leaving him. She's on Wags to Riches.
Yep.
He's got like 11 kids.
Yeah.
And why would you even be with a dude like who had a kid? You're pregnant, and there's another girl that's pregnant at the same time
with
him.
What's that relevance to Tyreek Hill?
No, I'm just saying, like, knowing the person, like you say, you know a person's behavior. Why would you even mess with him? Like, if it was my daughter, I would be like, what are you doing? But a lot of times...
Easier said than done, though.
Yeah, but a lot of times these people don't have good, like, male guidance, especially women in their lives, to say, like, all right, this dude's a bad dude,
Do you think the guy ought to be out of the league for a while?
I guess if the league suspends him, yeah.
Well, no, I'm asking. Do you think that if you were making those decisions for the NFL,
if I was making the decisions,
would you say enough is enough? Because I would.
I'd
say you don't get the privilege anymore of representing our brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get the privilege of making millions of dollars,
right?
If you can't treat your children like the precious commodity that they are.
No, I agree with you.
It's disgusting.
And the issue will be that no charges were filed. Bingo. And that's so the NFL will be like, oh, no charges, which they need to be better than that, I think.
All right, Curtis, thank you. We will get to the rest of today's leads next. And I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away for tonight. So get the dialing finger ready.